Good afternoon, everyone. Happy New Year. I call this public hearing to order. It is now 3:09 p.m., Monday, January 5th, 2026. Good afternoon again. Welcome to today's public hearing. My name is John M. Kinata, Executive Manager of the GIAA, and I will serve as today's hearing officer. As required by the Open Government Law, this public hearing was noticed in the Guam Daily Post. The notices were published on December 22, 2025, December 30, 2025, and January 2, 2026, with an extended deadline for public comments to 5 p.m., Monday, January 5, 2026. This meeting is also being broadcast via www.guamairport.com and audio recorded. Notices for public comments were posted on Guam Daily Post on November 7th and December 2nd of 2025. Notices for public comment and digital copies of the proposed policies and procedures for competitive solicitation, selection, and award of concession agreements, along with fiscal assessments, were posted on GIA's website at www.guamairport.com on November 7th, 2025. Notices for public comments were also sent via email to the following: GIA current and prospective concessionaires, airlines, tenants and stakeholders, industry partners to include Guam Visitors Bureau, Guam Chamber of Commerce, and the Guam Hotel and Restaurant Association. With us today is GIA's legal counsel. Is he present? No? Okay. With us today is our GIA representatives. GIA is convening this public hearing as a result of Public Law 38-21 that provides authority to the AB Wampat International Airport Authority, Guam, GIA, to adopt policies and procedures for the solicitation, selection, and award of agreements between the GIA and any other party for the use of airport facilities and properties for the airport purposes and or visitor-related activities. Specifically, relative to concession agreements, Public Law 38-21 provides that such agreements shall be authorized for a term of up to 15 years and shall be subject to policies and procedures for competitive solicitation, selection, and award of concession agreements adopted from time to time by the GIA Board of Directors. The requirements of said policies and procedures and any amendments thereto are that they are based on industry standards, are competitive in nature, and consider the inclusion of small business and in its adoption. Additionally, set policies and procedures shall not in any way authorize or permit gambling of any kind as defined by 9 GCA Chapter 64. Subsequent to the message of public or passage of Public Law 3821, the governor signed and promulgated Executive Order Number 2025-05 on July 28, 2025. Relative to establishing requirements for adoption of policies and procedures for airport concessions. GIA's policies as drafted are aligned with this executive order to the extent that they are required or applicable. Pursuant to Public Law 38-21 and Executive Order 2025-05, prior to the adoption of any amendment or of concession policies by the GIA Board of Directors, the GIA shall, number one, prepare fiscal assessments, which should be posted with a copy of set policies and procedures on its website. Number two, allow for no less than 30 calendar days for public comment. Number three, hold a public hearing notice pursuant to 5 GCA Section 8107 Open Government Law and held no sooner than 30 calendar days after posting of the fiscal assessment and policies and procedures. Number four, be subject to applicable federal laws and regulations. Number five, be subject to the GIA's bond covenants. And number six, become effective upon approval and signature of the Governor of Guam. The draft concession policies is recommended to be added to the Guam Administrative Rules and Regulations, GAR, under Title IV, Commerce, Chapter 7B, Guam Airport Authority. In the drafting of the concession policies, the GIA closely modeled the Guam Procurement Law and regulations, which is 5GCA Chapter 5, 2 Guard Division 4. To the extent applicable, considering Guam procurement law and regulations govern the purchase of goods, services, and construction, whereas the draft concession policies are aimed at competitively soliciting for revenue-generating contracts. The modeling of the draft concession policies after Guam procurement law and regulations ensures that the standards of consistency, efficiency, and competition and fairness are upheld to ensure that the best outcome of and interests of the GIA are maintained. The draft concession policies are divided into six articles to include 1. General provision, 2. Compliance with federal requirements, 3. Solicitation method and contract formation, 4. Legal and contractual remedies, 5. Appeals to the appeal panel, and 6. Ethics in public contracting. Article 1, General Provisions, includes the purpose, policies, objectives, plans, solicitation, requirement of good faith, and definitions of the draft concession policies. Article 2, Compliance with Federal Requirements, requires that all solicitations comply with all federal laws and regulations that are applicable to the GIA. Article 3, Solicitation Method and Contract Formation, provides for the extensive provisions relative to the industry standard competitive method of solicitation. The request for proposals, RFP, of which the objective in awarding such concessions agreements is to obtain highly quality services to provide and optimize non-airline revenue to GIA and provide optimal customer service, value, and experience to the traveling public. The RFP process allows the GIA to evaluate proposals based on a variety of non-quantitative factors, including quality of customer service, management team, concepts, concessions, design, company experience, capital investments, training, and other relevant criteria. The RFP process also encourages creative and unique elements to optimize non-airline revenue and enhance customer experience. As previously mentioned, the draft concession policies are modeled after Guam procurement law and regulations. Therefore, provisions such as public notice, determination of content of the RFP, including the evaluation process, receipt and handling of proposals, and the request for non-disclosure of data, selection of the best qualified proposal or proposals, negotiation process, notice of award, cancellation process if needed, standards of responsibility, provision of details of the concession contracts, the reporting of anti-competitive practices, and the maintenance of the solicitation record were utilized to the extent applicable. And Article 4, legal and contractual remedies, provides for provision relative to the protest of a solicitation of award, debarment or suppression or suspension, contract and breach of contract controversies, determinations that a solicitation or an award violates law due to actions by different persons, violations of law found prior to the award and ratification, termination, or cancellation of a concession agreement to comply with the law. Again, because the draft concession policies were modeled after Guam procurement laws and regulations, the language and sections of Article 4 were utilized to the extent applicable. Article 5, Appeals to the appeal panel, involves a similar protest appeals process found in Guam procurement law and regulations to the extent applicable. However, a three-person appeal panel designated by the governor shall be established to administratively consider appeals from decisions of the executive manager as opposed to appeals to the OPA. GIA will enter into an MOU with the governor to constitute such panel, which shall include the Director of Department of Administration, Chief Procurement Officer of GSA, and the GSA Procurement Council. The appeals process further includes appointment of a hearing officer, jurisdiction, exhaustion of remedies, the form of filing of an appeal, agency report, the making of information on appeals available, ex parte communications with the hearing officer, hearing procedures, decisions of the hearing officer, finality of decisions, appeal to appeal panel relative to method, solicitation and award, appeals on debarment and suspension, and review of award pending protests or appeal. Article 6, Ethics in Public Contracting prescribes the standards of conduct for government employees in general, and establishes specific standards of conduct for non-government employees with regards to solicitation. This includes general ethical standards for non-government employees, standards related to government employee conflicts of interest, ethical standards related to gratuities and kickbacks and contingent fees, employment prohibitions and restrictions relative to present former government employees, use of confidential information, civil and administrative remedies against non-employees who breach ethical standards, and ethics enforcement. As previously indicated, the statute requires that GIA prepare a fiscal assessment, which shall be posted with a copy of the concession policy on its website, allow for no less than 30 days, calendar days for public comment, and to hold a public hearing notice pursuant to 5GCA Section 8107 Open Government Law. The fiscal assessment shall directly address, at a minimum, the purpose and need for the financial impact upon those persons or entities directly affected by, and the potential benefits expected to GIA by the proposed concession policies. Concessions include, but are not limited to, retail, specialty retail, food and beverage, advertising, currency exchange, car rentals, and parking. GIA is conducting this public hearing for the purpose of receiving public comment. No decisions or actions will be taken today. We will now open up for public comments. Anyone wish to testify? Anyone online wish to testify or provide public comments? I'd like to recognize the folks that are here today. Mr. Marvin Crisostomo from Senator Jesse Lujan's office. Mr. Ray, Ken Ray Polino from Hertz Rent-A-Car. And online is Mr. Jay Noble from Denny's. Elisa Wilson from AK. And Pete Garrido, and representing from where? Mr. Garrido, if you can identify, and you're representing who, sir? Okay, Senator Talai, thank you. Okay, given that there are no public comments and no one from the public has signed in to present testimony here at GIA or via our virtual meeting room, this meeting is now adjourned. The time is 3:22 in the afternoon, 3:22 p.m. On the afternoon. GIA will continue to accept public comments via email at concessions@guamairport.net until close of business on Monday, January 5th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Thank you, everyone.